Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host. In studio with me today are experts David Haas from Miracle Method Resurfacing, David Rampage from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, David Jeremy Hogel. We changed his name because we need more Davids on the show, from Mega Pros Home Improvements, and we start every show. And we have a couple of different twists during the show that we have Goods Foods, a locally owned food company, going to be calling in. And we're putting on starting a new segment, Spotlight of Our Local Heroes, at noon with the, we're going to be the Glendale Heights Police Department. We have Chief Doug Flint calling in. But first, we start every show with Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is the phone line. We are here to help you. The show is here to help you. I will say that again. The show is here to help you with all of your real estate questions, challenges, obstacles, anything that you have, whether it's financing, whether it's buying or selling a home, whether it's enhancing a home, improving a home, cleaning a home, sanitizing a home, if it's financing a home with a student loan. This is where you want to be for the next 3 hours. Our phone lines are open. It's the Mega Pros call and text line, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is your safe place. We're not talking politics. We're not talking anything else but home improvement and home enhancement. And we have a great set of guests in today. Very knowledgeable, all local experts, all family-owned businesses are in studio to help you. We're going to go around the horn here. And you could follow us on Facebook. You go to WGN Home Sweet Home. It's WGN Radio. It's WGN Radio, Home Sweet Home Chicago. WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. Like us there. We're streaming live on that website. 312-981-7200. It's a Megaphone Joe's call and text line. David Haas from Miracle Method Resurfacing.
Good morning.
Did I do that right?
Perfect.
Perfect. You are located where?
In Villa Park.
And we talked earlier this week. A buddy of mine has a company that helps seniors, as I like to say, experienced homeowners. And he is in the process of bringing in individuals to help senior experienced homeowners get around their home, right? It's kind of like a staffing, if you will.
That's cool.
And one of the challenges that his staffers are having is maneuvering their clients in and out of bathtubs, okay, which is very dangerous if you don't do it right.
Right. Yeah.
Especially when you are in weird situations and awkward positions trying to get somebody over a lip of a bathtub, right? Because that's typically how high, 36 inches?
It's lower than that, but it could be 14 to 18 inches. But it
seems like 36 inches.
It seems like 36 inches.
Yeah, if not more.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making light of this.
No, 18, I get it. It's 20. Challenging.
Yeah, it gets up there, though. It's a hard thing.
So my mother, may she rest in peace, had MS, and she couldn't walk. And when you try to maneuver somebody that doesn't have any function in their legs,
no way,
because of the MS, it's impossible.
Right.
Okay, it's literally impossible. Or if you have somebody going through some type of medical challenge, Dave Rampage and I were talking that one of the reasons that a lot of our listeners call him is because when they're getting ready to go into chemo, their house has to be clean. Yeah. And I never even thought about that, right? When you start going,
it's gotta be clean.
Really clean.
Yes.
Okay, executive clean, carpet green and clean. But a lot of our listeners are just oblivious to this, that mom and dad might be, you go there, you wash your hands, you go to the bathroom, oh yeah, there's a tub, you don't think about it, you grew up in the house, oh yeah, I've been in and out of that tub hundreds of times, oh, you know what?
It seems easier when you're younger.
Yeah, right.
You don't think about it.
Well, when you bring your kids over and you put them in the tub to take a tub.
They're good to go.
They're good to, but mom and dad are now going to have to take a shower.
Yeah.
That 18 to 24 inches or 16 to 4, whatever. it might as well be Mount Everest to them. And you have a product that my buddy, who owns this company, was blown away with. He's like, well, I thought I'd have to, you know, completely replace the bathtub.
Yeah,
can you
remodel the whole bathroom?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the beauty
of it.
Crazy
expensive.
Yeah, because it's done quickly. We actually cut out the tub, making a walkthrough. So the step is, think of it more like a pathway through, and it's significantly less expensive than ripping out the bathtub and redoing everything. So you're saving a lot of money and lowering that step over that threshold to probably lower than 6 inches, 5 inches. I mean, we do custom work, but there's a great product. And it's called the Easy Step, and it's really helping a lot of people out.
And you helped one of our listeners out. We're going to get to that later on at about 10:15. You know, how you helped out and what the procedure is and all that. If our listeners want more information about you and your services, how do they reach out to you?
630-832-2250 is our phone number, but also miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
Right, and I know I sound like Stephen A. Leahy, but I'm a little congested. I came down with, like, my wife would classify as a man cold.
Man cold? Man cold. So you just complain all the time?
I complain.
Okay. Under blanket last night.
You're not really sick. It's just...
I feel like I should be sleeping right now, and I should have people tending to me.
You look great, though.
I feel great.
Okay, cool.
Right. It's a steroids. Sure. But that's a whole nother... Probably shouldn't be talking about that. But it's not Stephen A. Leahy hosting the show. Sure. It's actually me, David Hochberg. 312-981-7200. David Rampage, have any of your kids had any more... grandkids for you? Is anybody pregnant? I mean, every time you come in here, somebody's either pregnant, a baby.
More employees.
It's the farm system. Come on, let's go,
it's
kids.
Great.
Yeah. All right, you get lunch off. Start working on it. You're going to be talking about a couple of different things later on the show.
Yes.
Number one, it's 35 degrees out today, according to my car on the way down.
Yeah, it is.
And you were talking, explaining to me as we were walking over from our parking spaces that you have a door sealing mechanism, for lack of a better term, that a lot of your listeners in this time of year, over the next, let's say, 4 to 5 months, it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
February is going to be abysmal.
Right. January, February, March.
It's coming. Yeah,
right.
I know.
it's coming. January, February, March. April's a crapshoot, right?
Yep,
and
we've had
snow in April.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, May, at the beginning of May, it's another crapshoot.
Yeah,
right?
Chicago, come on.
Right.
It's Chicago.
We're going to warm up till June.
Yeah. Right, and we're all used to that. But you have a device that seals our listeners' homes.
Yes.
And you took a temperature check. Here, you got to tease it.
Yeah.
At the start of the job, the home was what?
70 degrees.
And the door was open the entire job, correct?
Yes. We had the sealer door up.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But at the end of the job, before you took the sealer door down, what was the temperature in the house?
70 degrees.
Okay. So
No way.
It's amazing. It really is.
That's pretty cool.
He said to me, we're walking over the bridge, he's like, it blew me away.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
They turned their heat off, too.
Yeah,
right.
No way.
Right.
So they turned
awesome.
The heat off.
Yeah.
Maintained the temperature for about an hour and a half.
That is cool.
So we're going to talk more about that chemo. Why you need a clean house. A lot of our listeners are calling you because they're having some type of medical treatment that they can't have any type of bad chemicals or germs, if you will.
Absolutely.
In their home.
Your immune system's down.
Exactly. And anybody that knows, if anybody listen, if you're listening and you don't know anyone that hasn't had chemo and all the things that have to go into having that type of treatment, you're a very lucky person. Okay.
Yes.
And for all the listeners out there, the 99.9% of the listeners out there who has had a loved one, a friend, family, coworkers, or neighbors, or neighbor who has had chemo, you know how devastating that impacts your body. It completely wipes out. So you need to have a clean house. We're going to talk about how you've helped Home Sweet Home Chicago listeners clean their home prior to going into chemo to make sure their home was clean. So when they came back from chemo or started the treatment, they didn't have to worry about that challenge.
Exactly.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you and you have a special, we're going to tease real quick. What's that?
Yeah, $114 for the first three areas. And you can reach us at 630-990-8600. Kelly is waiting for your call.
And that sound you just heard of a glass full of tequila fall and crack on the ground was Joe Hogle in Mexico going, how does he make money at $114?
It's not even possible.
Very organized and efficient.
Yes.
Phone number one more time.
630-990-8600.
Yes, I said tequila at this time of the morning.
Yeah, when you're on vacation, I don't think
it's 5 o'clock.
Appropriate time.
No, it's and it's your father. It's always 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that's MegaPros Jeremy of MegaPros Home Improvement. He did not change his name.
847-658-8989.
And what are you going to be talking about later in the show?
Well, hopefully some customers that are happy.
Right. Okay, that's good. That's a low bar to clear because all your customers
exactly
are
right.
Because you guys don't take payment until everybody's fully
correct.
Satisfied.
Yeah. So it works out for us.
All right, we got a full show. Good. GOODE. Canned vegetables calling in, the owner, locally owned, family-owned minority business who sent me an email. We're going to bring them on, give them a little promotional value at 11:30. And we started a spotlight, a first responder spotlight for medical professionals and first responders, police, fire, EMTs that we're bringing lunch into from local family-owned businesses.
Awesome.
Police Chief Doug Flint from the Glendale Heights Police Department is going to be calling in at noon. We're going to kick it off. And the owners of Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights, we're going to give them a little airtime as well, a little promotional value here on AM 720 WGN. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be right after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to talk to David Haas about the transition into the bathtub, but I want to give it a lot of time, and we have callers on the hold. So let's take the callers, and then we'll throw it over to you, and then we'll bring it into the next segment. Hey, Steve from Lakeview. How are you, Steve?
I've been better, but okay. I'm glad that you picked up my call.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. How can we help?
How can we help you?
I usually work Saturday, so I listen to you all the time, so I know you're going to say I should have called you sooner, but my company just closed their doors on December 14th. Yeesh. They just decided to close, and they're using COVID as the reasoning that one of the owners has COVID, so that's what the letter says anyways. They're using COVID and illness as the reason for closing.
Closing down temporarily?
The business completely.
Completely shutting down.
Everything.
Sorry
yeah.
to hear that.
Merry Christmas.
Sold the property and everything.
Yeah.
Whoa. Sold the property and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, you just don't sell the property, you know, you close the business down, and that takes a little bit to sell an investment.
They were planning
property.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So where are you at? How can we help? Talk to me.
So, right now, I'm at a point where I've found work. Like, I'm a truck driver, so I can find work.
Sure.
But every single job is obviously, you know, 25,000 the job that I was working before.
Sure. So you're taking a huge pay cut.
Yeah, and I just don't know what I should do. I'm up to current on my mortgage.
Okay.
Everything's perfect. I have an FHA mortgage.
Okay. What rate?
4.375.
Okay, you should have called me earlier, but okay, I'm not going to pile on. But
sorry.
How much do you owe?
189.6.
What's your place worth in Lakeview?
It's worth about like 225.
Condo, single family? It's a condo, right?
Single family
in Lakeview. Lakeview, yeah. Illinois in Chicago, you have a single family house for 225?
Well, Lakeview is where I'm saying I'm calling
from. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah. Got it. Okay. Okay. I understand. I'm like, wow, where's there a single family house? I'll buy your house right now. Okay,
that would
got
be
it.
Amazing, yeah.
I got it. Okay, so you're living in a single family house somewhere in the greater listening area. You $225,000 house, you're 189. Good credit, bad credit, outstanding credit, challenged. Which one?
Fair credit.
Is it only you or is there a co-borrower on the loan?
I'm the only borrower. My wife's not on it. We purchased it 3 years ago, and the FHA appraisal came in at 215 on the FHA appraisal, and we purchased it for 200.
Got it. Okay, so
199.
So, okay, so that's good. Does the wife work?
Yeah, part-time.
Does the wife have as good a credit as you?
No, that's why she's not on it.
So she's credit challenged. Okay.
Yes.
So how much were you making as a truck driver with the company that shut down?
The last 8 years, I've made 90,000 plus.
Okay. Were you hourly or were you by the job or by the mile?
Okay. It was hourly.
Hourly. And where you're working now, are they guaranteeing you like 30 hours a week, 39, 40 hours a week?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So you have a job, you're making less money, and you've got a horrible rate. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Would you like to get into a lower rate and take some pressure off you? Because it sounds like you're about ready to have an aneurysm on the radio here, and I'm not making fun of you. I could hear the stress in your eyes.
Sorry, I'm just kind of in shock. You know, it's a lot.
And I'm not making light of your situation, Steve. We get these calls every day.
Yep.
Okay. Especially with the challenges that we're having. That's why we have this radio show, so you could call in and get the help that you need and get the direction that you need. And in this case, it's with me with the financing of your home. Okay, so number one, I'm gonna give you a macro answer for others out there that are in 4.3, anything with a 4. You need to get off of your asses right now and call a lender and refinance that house before the rates go up, mm-hmm. while you're in a good position to do it. Okay, would you agree with that statement, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, you have a job now that with another trucking company, because the one industry that is really hot right now
is trucking.
Is the trucking industry,
yeah, which is great,
which is good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God you're not in the limousine industry, because mm-hmm. that would extremely bad, because those men and women are having very, very challenging times right now. Because of there's not a lot of business travel going on. The whole party industry has been wiped out. So there's not a lot of jobs for that. But you're in a good spot. You're driving a truck, right? Are you an 18-wheeler guy? Are you a 10-wheeler guy?
Yes, sir.
All right, so yeah, you're driving rigs.
Delivered gasoline for the last 9 years.
Nice.
All right, so you're a tanker guy, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so there's definitely jobs for you out there, mm-hmm. okay? And you're making 20-30% less. How much?
Right now, it's something like this new job. There's just not as much overtime, so it's only gonna. It's the same hourly wage, but I'm only gonna probably be making, you know, at best case $70,000.
Okay,
you know, it's like a $20,000 pay. So.
That's fine. That's fine. But you have a job, okay?
Yeah.
Would you agree that that's a good thing?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I 100%. I'm gonna have insurance. That's the number one thing right now.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's focus on the positive. Okay. Yep. Let's focus on the positive. Yep. Right. You have a family, wife, yep. any kids? I know you got a wife. You got a kid.
Yep.
How many children?
Wife, 3 kids.
Nice.
3 kids. Yep.
Amen, buddy.
Okay. So that's more added stress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a breather.
Okay. Yeah. So I need you to take a step back, Steve. Okay. Okay. We're gonna help you here, buddy. All right.
Cool.
I could hear you're under a lot of pressure right now. I feel it. All right. Every listener could feel it. What we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. Have you ever missed a mortgage payment?
No.
Okay.
Good.
And you have credit card debt, I would assume, with the wife and 3 kids.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How much credit?
Yeah, it's all at about 80%, 80 to 90%. Hmm. You know, it was all working towards tax return this year, you know.
That's fine. That's fine. That's why, again, we've stated on the show for the past 16 years, 18 years I've been on the radio. It's better to contact your HR to get that money during the year instead of getting a big tax break, instead of giving the government a tax-free loan and carrying that credit card debt. Are you a typical listener carrying between $20,000 and $40,000 worth of credit card debt?
Oh, no. It's probably just right under $20,000.
All right. Well, that's costing you $600 to $800 a month. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably close to, about $600, yeah.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to map it out right now. We're going to order an appraisal on your home. We're going to get a value. Okay? We're going to increase your loan amount to load up your escrow account with the new lender. Okay? We're going to load up your we're going to increase your loan amount to cover a mortgage payment. How much is your mortgage payment typically? $15,000 to $2,000?
It was $1,789, and the escrow was the taxes went up or something. I don't know. Now it's up to like $1,820.
Right. So kind of know what I'm talking about here. $1,500 to $1,800.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to finance a mortgage payment in there, which will give you a 1 month reprieve that you'll be able to take that to put towards your pay down your credit card debt. Okay. And then you're going to get an escrow refund from your current lender. When you get that back, you're going to take that money and pay down more debt, which will save you more money. Okay.
Nice.
Stevie?
All right.
You all right?
Yep, I'm listening. I'm writing while you're talking.
You don't have to write anything. One of my guys are going to call you in about 5 minutes, okay? No, about 30 seconds, because that music means I got to go to break, and then we're going to talk about bathroom transitions. We're going to come out of helping Steve the trucker to helping people at a bathtub.
Yeah.
There's a great segue. Welcome. Welcome. If that doesn't sum up Home Sweet Home Chicago, I don't know what does. All right, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, where we care and we help people. We help our listeners. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We'll be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Hey, Steve, I forgot to ask you, another bonus here is we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. to take some stress out of your life until you're living in a clean home. Okay, buddy?
All right, thanks.
All right,
and then,
man.
Just real quick, you don't suggest then calling, telling anyone about the COVID.
No.
Call my current lender or anything, right?
No. Well, here, we'll go over that. If you could afford to make your mortgage payment, that's what we'll do. You could always go into forbearance. The challenge with forbearance now is you have to show a hardship, and you have a job now. You're just making less money. The time to have done that was last March when I was out there telling everybody to call up and get into forbearance, right? And a lot of our listeners.
Well, I had a job. I had no reason to get into forbearance.
I understand. I'm just saying that a lot of our listeners use that to pay off their credit card debt and then got out of forbearance and got caught up on their mortgage. It was a strategy, right or wrong. People had to do what they had to do because they didn't know if they were going to lose their job next.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if their company was going to go out of business 9 days before Christmas. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was very Merry Christmas. That's what they said as we walked out. Was Merry Christmas.
No way.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
What a kick in the you know what.
Yeah. That's just wrong. So hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product as well. Okay, buddy?
All right, thank you very much. All right,
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Lane and Piatone, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
How can we help?
I've been listening to you for years, and one of the things that I just laughed about was the deal when they raised the tuition on the students down at the University of Illinois, and then they raised the tuition 2 weeks later, and you had heard about this, and you went off on that, and I was just laughing and laughing.
Yeah, thank you. I think the University of Illinois has
was it the billions of endowment?
Yeah, I think the billions and billions of dollars they have in endowment.
Yeah, maybe could have covered it.
God forbid, you dip into your emergency fund, and maybe a professor doesn't get endowed, right? Yeah. Instead of jamming it down another student's throat. Yeah. For the love of
thanks
God.
For that, Lane.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for that.
That's
Lane.
A good one.
Thanks
yeah,
for getting me all fired up here.
Carry that further. If the governor wanted to do something really fantastic in the state, we could lower the tuition rates in our schools by 50%.
Well, yeah.
I went to college in the late 60s, early 70s, and what it is right now to back then, and what's really sad is that the professors are not teaching the classes now as they did when I went.
All right, well, let's talk about your farming challenge. You said, I don't want to get into
education. What I want to know is this, is do you guys deal with farm loans where you have land and buildings?
If the property is zoned as residential, okay, there are USDA loans.
No, the whole thing is zoned agriculture.
Then you've got to go with the local bank and get a farm loan. You've got to get an ag loan.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we went to there's a company called Compere that's what they specialize in. But they did. I think our loan rate's around 3.6 right now.
That's good.
They called up as soon as this thing crashed. Within 4 or 5 days, they called up and lowered their interest rates.
That's even better. That's good. And that's what we did with all of our borrowers. We printed out a spreadsheet saying, hey, who's over 4%, who's over 3.5%. We just went down the line, started refinancing everybody, and we're still in the process of going back and refinancing everybody that hasn't called us back or is in a rate above 3.5% right now. Mm-hmm. It's still a great opportunity.
Because when this thing first crashed and there was loans like, oh, God, you were on the radio and talking about how much money had been loaned out was just unbelievable, and you were down below 2% on some things. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, keep up the good work, and thank you.
All right, we're going to send you some Mr. Floor Cleaning product there, Lane. Hang tight, 312-90, and thanks for listening. And Pia,
a little longer.
Teresa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm great. You've got a question for David Haas of Miracle Method.
Come on.
I do.
What's up?
I'm sorry, what's up?
What's your question?
My question is, first of all, love the show. Love you guys trying to help everybody during difficult times. That's super awesome.
Thank you.
We're familiar with your products from the home shows. And my sister-in-law had her tub treated by you guys. And within less than a year, it cracked. Hmm. And now they're trying to sell her a liner. And I just don't feel like that's good business. And I felt like she was sold the wrong product in the first place.
Hmm. Yeah, who's trying to sell our liner?
The person that came out to look at the crack from your company, from Miracle Method.
Do you sell liners?
We can. You certainly can do that if you need to. The tub is cracked, though, or the coating is cracked? What do you tell me?
The coating that was applied less than a year ago cracked. like significantly cracked. And she's one person. She, you know, it's not like there's 20 people in the house.
No, we'll I'll get your number here from Dave and we'll get it looked at, because that doesn't sound like one plus one equals a liner there.
Yeah.
There'd be no reason for that. And
how many sales reps do you have?
We have two.
Okay, so
but everyone's a salesperson,
right? No, I understand, but it's easy to track it down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do, Teresa. We're gonna find out. Dave's gonna call you after the show. Okay.
Great.
Identify what the challenge is that your sister-in-law is having, and Dave will personally follow up and rectify this. This little challenge.
Your product's under warranty.
Yeah, there's warranties and things. And so that's what I'm curious about. But we'll find out.
How long is your warranty good for?
5-year warranty.
Five-year warranty.
Yeah.
And this was done in under 12 months ago?
Yes, it's been less than a year. Yeah.
Okay, well, tell you what, Teresa.
We got you.
Dave's got you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Awesome.
We're going to fix you up, and we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. All right, so hang tight, buddy. 312-981-7200.
It's a bonus for her.
Yeah.
You know, help and cleaning.
Well, how often does your product not seal properly?
Yeah, I would say not often. I mean, you know, part of the challenge is prep and cleaning and that sort of thing, and that's why the pros on our team just really do a great job. So it's a long-lasting thing, and it doesn't really crack, so that's what we got to figure
out. Doesn't sound right.
So if you coat a bathtub, and the bathtub underneath the coating cracks,
right?
That
different situation.
It's a different situation
here.
Yeah. Right, so... Yeah. To get a phone call out of the blue, because we don't set these calls up, and I'm very happy Teresa called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'll follow up after the show, and if not during the news break at the top of the hour, I think we should do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, while we're talking about it anyway,
yeah, explain
since
that.
You mentioned
explain
that,
the surfacing.
If a crack. I mean, we deal with a lot of steel, a lot of cast iron. I mean, Jeremy, you know this.
Yeah.
So if it's we're talking about a crack, maybe that's a fiberglass
tub.
Yeah, you can't
acrylic,
put a liner.
Fiberglass.
You can't put a liner on a fiberglass tub.
No.
Anyhow, so we'll get to the bottom of that.
Yeah.
Do tubs crack on regularity? I mean, what would cause a tub to crack?
Yeah, I mean, misuse, damage.
Improper installation could have been one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different reasons for it. But, I mean, we work in a number of hotels, and you get a lot of use. But we fix cracks, too. With fiberglass, you can almost fix anything.
Well, a couple of things that we need more information on.
Right.
What type of tub? Is it a cast iron tub?
Yeah, not cracking.
That's no not way. Cracking. Yeah. Well, it could crack. I've seen it crack.
With the sledgehammer.
With a 20-ton nickel cadmium ball.
Yeah. Oh, your old company, your first company.
When I was in the scrap industry.
Yeah.
Reserve Iron and Metal. Our model was we have big balls because we had nickel cadmium breaking balls, for lack of a better term, and we had link belt, God knows what, and it was the
smashing
it was up. It was a Flintstone.
Yeah,
you magnetize the ball, you take it up to the top of the boom, you let it go, and it comes down and smashes things.
Yep.
So I've seen cast iron break into many different pieces.
Yeah. Usually not when someone's standing. In
not
it,
when somebody's
yeah, exactly
because
right.
it's literally like a hand grenade. Okay, because when it goes off,
oh, it's bad.
Boom. Yeah. And then somebody goes in, you pick it up, you clean it up, you send it back to the foundry to make. Melt it back down into new, you know, colder toilet bowls.
Yep.
or toilets and bathtubs. Yeah. But if something like that would happen, right? If your what would be causes of your product failing?
Yeah, sometimes standing water around the drain, something like that, could weaken a coating over time. We'll coach customers and change some habits. So you leave a shampoo bottle for months and months and months in the corner. I mean, you see where the grout and the caulk deteriorate. The same thing will happen to a coating if you don't take care of it. So we'll install shelves and help get that stuff off the tub. Or
even like aggressive cleaning products, right? Could maybe...
Yeah, things like Comet and abrasive things.
Abrasive
so if you think
things,
about
yeah.
you make sandpaper when you do that.
Yeah.
And you just make life harder for future Dave cleaning that tub.
Right. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here. Text questions real quick. Can we refinance a home in Indianapolis? Yes, we are licensed in the great state of Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and 32 other states. And 630 sent in a great picture. It was a cold when you had it, ma'am, but now it's a man flu.
So, I love it. It's so true.
Stop sending me those. I can't breathe. That's pretty funny. Pretty accurate. 312. I walked in on my wife before I went to bed. She said, I'm very proud of you. I'm like, why? What'd I do? She's like, you identified you had a man cold.
Yeah.
And to a woman, it's like a mosquito bite. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Gloria and Palos, how are you?
I am fine. How are you guys?
I'm great. Thanks for listening to the show, Gloria. You sound like you're having a great day.
Yeah, I'm over at my daughter's house babysitting the dog.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Right?
I listen to WGN all the time, and I brought my little transistor radio with me, and I've been listening to you guys. And I have the executive green. People come to my house all the time to clean my rugs. They do a beautiful job. I had them done earlier this spring. Now, my problem is I had to move my furniture, rearrange my coffee table, couch, sofa table, and I've got these divots in the rug, you know, from the weight of the furniture on there.
Yes.
I don't know how to get them up. Do I have to wait until I get my rug cleaned again, or is there something I can do in the meantime?
Dave, how does this young lady get her divots out of her rug?
Okay, so a lot of it depends on the material of the carpeting. If it's polyester, it's really hard for them to come up. If it's nylon, you have a much better chance. And, yeah, when we clean it, it'll come out. If the backing is actually, depending on how heavy the furniture is, if the backing is actually creased, that'll never come up. Yeah, it depends. You know, you're saying it wasn't that long that it was sitting there. Time is also a factor.
I had it cleaned by you guys. I think it was like in the spring when you had your last special that you had on.
Yeah.
And I don't have real heavy furniture.
Okay.
Rattan couch and bamboo coffee table, but I don't know what to do, and I don't want to do the wrong thing. So I've been looking at these divots, and then I heard you on there, and I thought, well, maybe they've got a solution.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just give Kelly a call, and I'll come take a look at it.
Oh, okay.
What number should Gloria call?
630.
Hang on. Gloria, are you ready to take down her phone number?
I've got your number from, you know, when I call to make my appointment. I'll just give her a call.
Because
I was thinking about doing that, and I thought, well, you guys are on the radio. I'll give you a call. So
I will probably
call her on Monday.
All right. Yeah, and I'll just come take a look at it.
How's that, Gloria?
Okay.
All right.
That sounds great. Thank you.
All right, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well, so hang tight, Gloria. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's talk about your transition, because we kind of got off track here a little
bit. That's all right.
Before we get to, you know, some more callers. Again, my buddy started a company. He's had it up and running for the past 5 years. He wasn't doing bathing services, if you will, but he, you know, more of his clients started asking for that. Can you stay longer, stay overnight? You know, his business has expanded into just coming in and doing 5-6 hours around the house to overnight supervision, if
you
will.
You could do everything.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, a lot of his clients want to have a bathing, a shower, if you will. And he's very concerned about his staff picking up, number one, hurting themselves, number two, hurting the client, number three, dropping the client, and number
All
four,
of it. It's just an impossible
It's just a
maneuver.
Bad situation.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Trying to clear a 14 to 18 inch clearance on the side of a bathtub. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through that product? Because when I saw it, I could not believe it. And I said, you got to call MegaPros Joe and Jeremy, because they could install these into basically 50 homes a year. So so walk
and
us through that product.
Yeah, so we're making bathing safer by installing this easy step. So it is a cut out of the actual tub itself. So we're using your existing tub to make, call it a 24-inch opening, and it'll lower that threshold so you don't have to step as high over the tub. Tremendously less expensive than the walk-in tubs that Jeremy and I are talking about, or even a remodel, right? Which could take a very long time.
Yeah, if you have one bathroom, it's impossible. So what's the lead time on that usually?
So we could do this very quickly. I mean, most jobs will take between 3 to 6 hours.
No way.
Iron takes a little bit longer, but it is a really great thing. And then we'll also add in some bathroom safety packages, right?
Cool.
Whether it be grab bars.
Nice.
That make it easier to get in and out, or maybe a slip-resistant surface on the bottom of the tub.
That's
so all
huge.
These things make that bathroom a lot safer to be in. I think it's the most dangerous room in the house anymore.
As you get older,
How long does something like that take?
To do?
Yeah.
Oh, four hours.
Yeah. Four
Let's say, call it four hours at the most.
Stainless, not stainless.
Cast iron.
Cast iron and acrylic bathtubs.
Yes.
Not a problem.
Steel bathroom. Nothing's a problem. Here's the great thing about cast iron and acrylic or fiberglass tubs. Years later, you want to put that thing back together. We can actually repair it. We put that piece right back in, turn it back into a tub. It's like it never happened.
It's awesome.
So you turn an 18-inch clearance into how high of a clearance?
Let's say 6. It depends on how far the tub goes down, but I mean, let's say 6 inches, 7 inches is typical.
And how wide is it?
24 inches.
So it's a 6-inch high, which is your typical...
That's less than a step.
Thank you.
Yeah, less than a step. Seven inches. Yeah, 7 inches. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's less than a step.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're stepping over, not on top of. So correct. It's going to be a lot easier.
Right.
Too.
And we come over and we demonstrate. We have, you know, we can bring it. You can practice. We can see if it's going to work for folks.
Cool.
And then we'll make sure, you know, we're to position it appropriately.
And the investment for something like that, as opposed to Jeremy ripping out a bathroom,
is crazy.
Yeah, including grab bars. I mean, we'll put together a nice safety package for any of the great listeners out there, but it's going to be almost always less than
$1,600.
$1,600. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and less, right? So, I mean, that is for the iron. That's for the big, deep, and ugly bathtub, but there's plenty of stuff we can do to help you out.
I got a question then. So can you coat the product? Could you coat the tub, put that anti-grip stuff on, and do the saddle stepping thing?
Exactly.
That's
right.
Awesome. So you get a whole new area, looks great, easy to access in less than a day.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, no way.
Right.
That's not possible anywhere else. It's just not possible.
Is there financing options on that as well?
We sure can do that. Yeah, we've got a great financing partner that we use, and our estimator or the office will help walk people through that.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I'll tell you what, let's just take a couple of quick calls here before the break. Kathy, great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
I'm just curious. I paid off the house, or we paid off the house, and now where do I get the deed?
Where do you get the deed? It comes automatically after you pay the house off. The county recorders, when the mortgage company files the release, you'll get a copy of the deed.
They might be a little slow right
now. Yeah, it's going to be a little slow because of COVID, but once your current lender sends off files a release of lien, you'll get a copy of the deed. Okay?
And then you could celebrate.
Yeah, and celebrate.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, and then we'll refinance and load you back up. hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We got traffic, news, and weather coming up at the top of the hour. We'll be back at about 7 after the hour. I need to hear it just one more time.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Let's go around the horn real quick. David Haas, we have a bunch of callers calling in during the break asking for your phone number for those listeners out there who haven't called but would like your phone number. What number should they call?
Yeah, it's Miracle Method. Our office is 630-832-2250.
Mr. Rampage from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
630-990-8600.
And you have a special?
We do. $114 for the first three areas.
Again, that's Joe's glass breaking down in Mexico. Going, I don't know how. I don't understand. I don't understand how he makes money. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
He's doing it pro bono.
We just love cleaning carpet so much. We don't need to make any money. 847-658-8989. That's MegaPro's Joe's text and phone line that MegaPro's Jeremy is in. How are you, bud?
Good. Fantastic. How are you?
I am tremendous.
Little cold, but you look great.
I feel good.
That's cool.
And
drugs are kicking in.
Stephen A. Leahy's listening. He thought he was hosting the show because he heard me sound like him, and he corrected me, as all attorneys like to do. In Illinois, David, you already hold the deed, so I stand corrected with the other caller.
That's right. Yeah.
You only need the release, so I was partially right.
Versions of right.
That's so right. When you pay the mortgage off, the lender, servicer, who has the money against your house, the note against your house, the mortgage against your house, I should say, will send you a release to state that you no longer have
Got
a
it.
Mortgage. So, like you said, could take a week, could take three weeks.
COVID.
Who knows?
But
if your home is paid off, mazel tov to you. That is a great thing. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Speed round here. Agnes, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
How can I help you?
First of all, I wanted to compliment you on the Mr. Floor Cleaner. I shared it with my daughter. She has dark hardwood floors, and she used a Swifter on it, and they were dull. I walked into her house last week, the first time in a while, and I said, oh, my goodness, your floors are shiny and bright. I couldn't get over the difference.
So I just want to be clear.
Mr. Floor.
Well, hang on. Yes. You're talking about your daughter's floor was dull, not your daughter. Is that correct? Just,
No, she is far from
awesome.
Being dull.
That's wonderful.
I want to clarify.
Cool. I like that.
If Mr. Floor could turn a dull person.
He's
got a
whole new product.
Whole other market.
Right.
I might have to put some money into that product.
Sure.
Absolutely. And the second question is about a refinance.
Yes.
My mortgage is not real high. My balance is like $47,000.
Okay.
I keep getting letters from my bank that starts with letter C.
Yeah, Chase.
That if I refinance, yes, I didn't know.
Rhymes with Chase.
Yeah, rhymes with Chase.
So I did that. They could lower that interest rate by about 1.5%.
Sure. And how much are they going to charge you in closing costs?
I haven't called them to ask them because I know that that's always the biggest factor.
All right. Well, here's what I tell everybody that calls with a similar situation. We got a lot of those calls this week, which I'm very happy to answer. Number one, you have a good problem. And a bad problem. The good problem is you have a very small loan amount, $47,000. Okay? Bad problem is you have a very small loan amount of $47,000. What rate do you have? What rate do you have?
I think it's 4 point something.
Okay. And how much money do you have in cash in the bank right now?
Not a whole lot. Maybe about $18,000.
$18,000. Okay. So here's a play, right? How much is your mortgage payment?
It's basically $300 a month, but we always pay for $329.
Okay, so here's what we could do. The best thing for you, how much is your house worth?
About $300.
And how you have income coming in?
Retirement and small part-time jobs.
Okay, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
That's
right.
Good.
So
here,
you got a couple of things you could do. You take out a line of credit against your home, which most banks will do for no closing costs.
Okay.
You pay off you use it to pay off your 47. You're earning less than 0.5% with that 18 grand at Chase right now, correct? In your savings account. What you do is, I'm sure the guy at Chase or the gal at Chase didn't tell this to you, but you could take that 18 grand, open up a line of credit as big as you could get for as much as you could get because you can, and you pay off your existing line, move the 18 or 17 to keep some cash in the account over to pay your line down, and then you continue to make that payment of $300 to $400 a month, and you will pay your loan off faster, doing it that way with no closing costs instead of paying Chase a ridiculous amount of money to refinance a $47,000 loan, which will take you about 15 years to break even on the closing costs.
Right. Okay. Let me see if I understand. You said a whole lot of stuff just now.
He talks fast.
To do a home equity loan?
Home equity line of credit. Home equity line of credit.
Home equity line of credit.
Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what you do. I'm going to explain it slowly, and then I'm going to call you after the show because I got to get to a break, okay?
Okay.
You take out the largest line of credit you qualify for at a lender that I will connect you with because I won't send you to Chase after what they tried to do to you, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry for WGN if Chase sponsors, whatever.
That's
I really don't care. But they should have talked to you about this as well, and they didn't, so now I'm going to go after them, okay? So you take out a line of credit. You got 18 grand sitting in a checking account earning you less than 0.5%.
Right.
You're not earning any money on that 18. Okay?
Right.
You take out a line of credit for as big a line of credit that you can afford that to qualify for just to have extra room in the pants to
just
have dessert.
In case you need it.
Yeah.
Case of emergency.
Yeah.
Pay off your existing $47,000 line of credit. Okay? Your payment would drop to about $150 a month. But it'll be about $100 a month interest only.
Yep.
Okay. So what you do is you take the 18 grand or 17 grand because you got to keep something in the account, and you sweep it over to your line of credit to knock the balance down. Are you familiar with line of credits?
Yes, I know what that is.
It's a checkbook against your house. So instead of letting the money sit in Chase checking account earning you nothing, you pay yourself down. That's going to cost you 3.5% to 4% on your line of credit. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's what big banks do. That's what big companies do. They sweep their line of credit every night with their receivables to keep their interest down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. That's what you're going to do because you have a small loan amount. Get a line of credit. Won't cost you anything. You pay a $50, $60, $70 yearly annual fee. And then you continue to pay $300 a month. You'll knock that sucker out a lot quicker.
Nice.
With no closing costs. Yeah. And you'll have an option to back out the payment if you have an emergency. Or and you could write a check if you need to write a check instead of keeping it in a checking account or paying you nothing.
Okay.
All right?
That's cool.
And I'm not a multi-generational bazillion-dollar bank. generational. Right. I'm not a multinational bazillion-dollar bank with some, call it. These options should be given to listeners that these banks don't train their staff on how to do.
Yep.
Okay?
Right.
So I'm not going to put you into a loan that's going to cost you more money than you need to pay just to get a loan out of you. I'm going to put you in the right product that's best for you. And in this situation, that loan is best for you, and I will talk to you more about it off air. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about cleaning up prior to chemo because I'm all sweaty now. I'm all fired up.
Yeah, maybe you were yelling, but... She was super sweet.
I'm not upset. I'm just upset at these big banks.
Okay.
Train your people better.
I know. Well,
train your people better. Give them the option. Oh, yeah. Tell you what, Mrs. McGillicuddy, we're going to take your $47,000 loan, charge you $3,000 to $4,000 in closing costs. We're going to save you $60 to $70 a month. It's going to take you 30 years to break even.
That's not the right plan.
It's not the right plan to do.
Give
me a break. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to be talking about cleaning your home in anticipation of medical procedures so you don't get further sick,
right?
And you don't put yourself in greater damage as you're going through chemo and blasting out your immune system, which that's what chemo does.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. I'm not a doctor. I'm sure I screwed up. The doctors are like, that's
they're going to text
that's
you right now.
Yeah. You listen, stay in your lane,
right,
doc.
You get sick from chemo,
I'll stay
right?
in my lane. If you're a doctor need a loan, you call me. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we talk about chemo, Griffin out in Antioch has been holding for a long time. You have a question about a new tub, Griff?
Yes, I do. I was just wondering, like, if we were to redo this bathroom, because this bathroom is absolutely horrible. The tub is horrible. If we were to redo it and make it just a shower rather and get rid of the tub, would that affect, I mean, not that we're thinking of selling the house anytime soon, but like would it affect resale value? Is it a good idea to get rid of the tub or should we keep it?
Dave?
Well, how many bathrooms are in the house?
Three. Two with a shower and then one just powder room.
Well, Jeremy, chime in. It's because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, Griff, I would say it would impact the resale value. But nowadays, like, it's so common. Buyers are going to do what they want to do. The internet's fantastic. So if you have a house, you might lose a demographic that has a bunch of kids that needs a tub. But you're going to gain a demographic that might be a little bit older that doesn't need a tub at all. So I think you're good to go.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, that was a faux pas or no-no. At one point in time, you had to have a tub in a house, but everybody...
Well, there's still one in the master bathroom.
You're great. Yeah, you're golden, bud. Get rid of that tub.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about a lot of our listeners are going through medical challenges, know somebody going through medical challenges that need to have chemotherapy.
Yes.
For lack of a better term, you go in, you get the treatment, kills all your whatever blood cells, and you're very, very, very risky situation as your blood cells come back. I don't know what the medical term is, but
it sounds pretty good.
It kills all the blood cells that are trying to get the bad stuff out of your body.
Yeah.
And while you're there,
you're vulnerable.
You're very vulnerable.
Yeah. Yes.
You're,
to everything.
Your internal defenses are down.
Mm-hmm.
And having any type of dirty home is a very, very risky proposition.
It is.
Yeah. And you do. You blew me away as we're coming over the coming over the bridge here to WGN, and you're like, we're doing a lot of cleaning houses of listeners who are getting ready to have chemotherapy. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And can you explain more why that, what you do,
sure,
and why that's important, and why that's such a big part of your business?
Well, it's really important because their life is at risk. So, you know, the key is being thorough when you're cleaning. We need to take our job seriously, do it right, you know, because we know that their safety is at risk. And but we clean every house that way. We don't, you know, just because you have cancer doesn't mean, right. But it is important to know. And, yeah, we do, a lot of people call and have concerns, you know, about that. They're just going to be coming home from the hospital. That's when they want it done. And so they come back to a ready-to-go, perfectly clean place.
That's awesome.
And you could be, so if somebody's going to the hospital and having treatment, or was in the hospital and was going through chemo, or or they're starting chemotherapy, and they know it's going to be Monday at 3 o'clock, you could come over, schedule a cleaning in the morning.
So I think usually they do it like the day before. You want to make sure everything's dry. You know, and ready.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I didn't even think of
that.
So, or a few days before they'll do it. Generally, that's when they want to schedule it.
That's great.
And that
is a huge part of you.
It is.
I had no idea.
No, that's wild.
You don't think about this until you're in the center of it.
And when you're going through that, you got a loved one that's going through that. You want to help them any way you can. You might be a little overwhelmed. So like to throw that in the mix, like, and by the way, honey, I got our house clean. Like,
and that's the time where they
that
want
makes so much sense.
Right. And that's the time they want everything clean. They want upholstery clean. They want rugs clean. They want the carpet cleaned.
That holds all your icky stuff.
Right. Everything. Because they need everything cleaned.
Yep. How long does a typical home take to clean?
Oh, it could take a full day. It, you know, it depends on how much you're doing. But if you're actually doing a thorough cleaning like that, it could be a full day easily.
And you have a special right now, not that we're encouraging our listeners to have some type of medical major challenge.
Don't go through chemo just to get your carpets cleaned.
For the love of God.
No, we don't want that. That's
God
horrible.
Forbid. But if you happen to be going through some type of treatment or just have a dirty house, I want to start the year off, it's $114 for three rooms. And explain more in detail how that works.
So basically, it's our full service cleaning. So we'll come in, we'll put the moving blankets down. We put the sealer door up when it's cold out. And we come in, we pre-spray, we pre-scrub the carpet. We do any spotting we need to do. And we do a full extraction. Good, thorough cleaning.
And talk about that sealer door seal. You know, we teased it during the first hour. You have a system where you could seal off a front door because you're bringing in water, you're bringing in extracting materials.
Hoses, everything
comes in the door. So it's 35 degrees out today. We live in Chicago.
Sometimes it's 5.
Sometimes
literally.
It's going to be.
Don't say that, but you're right.
Sometimes it's 30 below.
Exactly.
And you have a device, for lack of a better term, that will seal off a door. You got to open the door to get your equipment in the house, and it's got to stay open because you can't shut doors over the hoses, the size hoses you guys bring in. Walk us through how that works and why our listeners don't have to worry about sitting in a freezing cold house and jacking up their heater.
So basically, it's on these poles with springs, so you just set it in place, and then it has a zipper in the middle of it. So if we want to go in and out, we just lift up the zipper, go under, and zip it back down. And then at the bottom of it, there's a little opening for our hoses to go under. And it's a thick canvas, and it does an amazing job. And it really keeps the cold outside.
And the listeners' home that you went into, you specifically tested the how much, if any, it dropped. And when you started the project,
it was zero. It was 70 degrees.
And you were in the house for how long?
About an hour and a half, I believe.
The door was open through the entire process.
Yes.
And the listener turned off their heat.
Yes.
Just to make sure, because you wanted a true indication of this
right, how well it works.
And in an hour and a half later, you took the temperature.
70 degrees. And the thermostat was probably 15 feet from the door.
That's totally wild.
All right, we got Joanne on Lake in the Hills. Hey, Joanne, we got about 30 seconds before the break. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
We're great. How can we help you?
Actually, you guys already did.
Okay.
So, I texted David Haas a little while ago and said I was going to be calling in because he asked me. So you did a cash out refi for me. Okay. I had Igor come in and Mr. Floor redid my floor. They're actually gave me brand new wood floors. I had awful carpeting, so I did floors and carpeting in the bedroom. Mega came in and did a kitchen remodel for me and knocked out a wall and made a bigger bathroom for me. And then David Haas came in and painted my kitchen cabinets. And they're gorgeous. Whoa,
you're like you're a super customer.
She is Miss WGN. Yeah, yeah.
Home sweet home.
Right. Well, yeah. Here's the reigning
one
queen.
Shot.
Well, hang on. How cool was the cabinets being painted?
Oh, they're amazing.
They're
gorgeous.
Super cool. Yeah, they look awesome.
It's hard to describe on the radio what an amazing job you do painting the cabinets.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
You turn them into brand new cabinets. And it is amazing. Have you had Executive Green out yet? Have you had Dave come and clean your carpets yet?
I have not because my carpets brand new. So
new.
I just, all of this has been done. I started the process with you, David, back in July.
Oh, cool.
So this has been only in the last, you know, four or five months that I've had all of this done.
All right.
Or even less than that because it was a while for the closing on the refi. But otherwise, yeah, everything has been gorgeous, and Executive Green probably have you out in about a year or so.
I'll tell you what. I'll bring my dogs over, and then we'll have Executive Green come out.
We'll come make a mess.
Thank you, Joanne,
for calling in.
You are awesome. That just goes to show you. Everybody here is quality, and we stand by our product. 312-981, and we're here to help. That's what it's all about. We're here to help. Yep. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, name 720 WGN. To tell me that you're
dissatisfied. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We've got Emil Good on the phone, but line two, we're going to pick him up in a second here because we have Jimmy and Melrose been holding for a long time. Jimmy, you got a question for MegaPro's Jeremy. How can we help you there, Jimmy?
Yeah, Dave, good show. You and you guys got a great show going. What happened is in the summertime, we had a storm come through. Said we got hail damage. A roof company stopped by and says, hey, you need a new roof, blah, blah, blah. We said, well, we're on a fixed income. There's really nothing we can do. If the insurance company okays it, we can go with it. So they got hold of the insurance company. The insurance company come out, checked it out. They declined it. Yeah. Said it was no good. There was nothing wrong with the roof.
Go figure. Insurance
storm
company
chasers.
Not wanting to. And storm chasers trying to get a deal.
Storm chasers. Yeah. So
wait, Jim, how old's your roof? Do you know?
How old's the roof?
Yeah.
The roof is going on almost 20 years old, and I put it on.
Okay. Well, nice job.
I used a 30-pound felt.
Yeah.
Ice and frost barrier. Yeah. Four nails in every shingle, blah, okay. blah, blah.
That's why it lasted 20 years. Nice job. Way to go.
Right.
It depends, right?
The only thing we found out with it was the flashing had to be resealed.
Yep, that could go. You're right. So here's the thing. So you're on borrowed time with a roof at 20 years in Illinois. I mean, that's just our weather is brutal.
Jim's roof. Well, hang on. Jim's roof, not Jim.
Sure. Jim, no, you're not on borrowed time. You're good to go.
Came out wrong.
Yeah,
just want to make sure.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, no
problem. Appreciate
go ahead,
it.
Jim.
So the reality is you can argue that. You can dispute that. Storm chaser, a guy that shows up at your house and tells you, we could get you a new roof. We'll cover your deductible. And by the way, here's an extra $100. That's not a great company model.
That's what I'm calling about. They were really unprofessional.
Hang on, Jimmy.
Yeah,
we got some major interference there.
Yeah.
Hang on. We're gonna try to pick you up and clean that up. Hey, go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah. So, I mean, the reality for all the listeners out there is the guy that shows up at your house, chances are they're not legit. They're trying to pitch you a roof. You might not even need a new roof.
And by storm chasers, we mean after the storm. There are our sales representatives
from Texas, Tennessee,
Florida, from the local area.
Yeah, definitely not from
knocking
the local
on
area.
Doors.
Exactly,
saying that you have hail damage.
We'll get you a new roof, no problem.
We'll
cover your siding too.
We're working down the street.
And we're local. Did you know?
And you have to sign a contract, and then once you sign a contract,
it's hard to get out of it.
You can't get out of it.
Because
you agreed to use them to negotiate. Then they go out and get a roofing company, and they get a VIG from the roofing company.
Yeah. So it's not a good design. So my recommendation is always first call a local company.
Well, we have Lindholm Roofing.
Yep, Lindholm Roofing would take care of you.
Right.
They'd inspect it. They send out their own inspectors in-house, assess it, get on your roof, review the damage, And at that point in time, they'll give it to you straight. You either need a new roof, you don't need a new roof, or it was hail damage.
Well, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Mike Houston.
Yep.
Lindholm
guy.
Our Lindholm guy.
Yep.
Who likes to eat those Skittles. He comes in, he's got OCD.
Is that OCD or he's got a candy fix?
Well, both.
Yeah. Okay, all right, got it.
He's a little nuts, right, but that's why we love him.
He's a good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah.
He brings his Skittles in every show, and he breaks them into colors.
That is OCD.
And he eats like one color from each group. He's going to be meticulous.
He's detailed. Yeah, absolutely.
Because he breaks it into quadrants. And
color quadrants.
And he's great.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Mike give you a call.
Yeah.
And he will come out. I guarantee you next weekend, Mike will call from this gentleman's roof and give us a blow, assuming
this is
weather,
what it was. Yeah.
Assuming
that it might be covered in snow right now.
Assuming weather.
Yep.
And that's what we're going to do for our listeners. So hang on.
Take care, Jim.
Jimmy, are you there, buddy?
Yes, I am.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing come out, and he's going to inspect your roof and tell you exactly what's wrong or what's right and what's needed, okay? And then you're going to call back. What's that, bud?
We had that done.
Okay.
And the only thing that still has to be replaced is the rear gutter, a piece of siding, and a little bit of fascia on the garage.
Okay. So there you go.
Okay.
So word to the wise, whenever we have a storm come through, give local companies a call instead of these storm chasers that you don't know and you'll never see and that have no type of reputation checking that you could check because they're ghosts.
Or ethics.
What about with them signing contracts or initial stuff?
Yeah, well, we talked about that.
Don't sign it. Yep. Any company that wants you to sign a contract before...
Scam.
Yeah, it's not a good plan.
Here, MegaPros will come out, Lindemann will come out, Lindholm will come out, Dave will come out, Dave Rampage.
We'll all
Dave
work with you.
Yeah.
You don't want me looking at your roof.
Right, no, you don't want Dave up on a roof.
You do, it's fine.
No, you know, I've seen Dave climb ladders.
No,
but I'm saying is there's enough local talent, especially on the show, that will come out and give you an honest advice.
Yeah.
And not and drill you and get in a car and you'll never see them again. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jimmy?
There you go. Okay, sounds good. We'll do something in the spring.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for the call, Jim.
And what's your favorite local shop in, to have a beef sandwich in Melrose, Jimmy?
Oh, Johnny's.
Johnny's?
Johnny's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You like it dipped, wet, or you like it dry?
Oh, dipped.
You got to have it dipped. You like them sweet or you like them hot?
Both. I like the sweet, a little hot on the side.
All right. Hey, a little column A, column B. How about that?
See, I go. Do you do the combo? Take it easy there. I'm like his woman. Okay, I heard that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to cover you.
We teed that up.
So, do you just do the beef or you do the combo? You get the sausage in there too.
Always a combo. Good call. Yeah.
Hey, he knows his food, right? Way to go, Jimmy.
I can hang with Jimmy here.
Because I'm a
combo dipped hot guy. I'm not a sweet guy.
You don't add a little sweet on there?
I don't like
You're the sweet enough. That's
I,
it.
I bring my own sweetness.
Exactly.
Hey, Jimmy, hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. All right, I'll tell you what. We've got Email Good on the phone. We're going to take a quick break. We had to get to Jimmy. We had some technical challenges. We're going to be talking to Email.
Yeah.
Emil, I'm sure I'm screwing up his name.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
He's the owner of a minority-owned family, local family business that does canned fruits and canned vegetables. And we have his corn.
Yep.
You all have some of his corn.
Yes, we do.
I got samples sent to me.
Yep.
And we're going to talk to him about his family-run business because I love helping local family-owned businesses. We
have to take
care of our own,
especially
in these hard, challenging economic times. I'm going to talk to Emil coming up after these messages. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Phone line 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We have, is it email or
It's Emil, but call me anything you want. Just never late for dinner.
How about Mr. Johnson?
That sounds, my father's Mr. Johnson. I'm Emil.
All right, Emil.
All right. Emil. Got it.
So you're the chief bottle washer, a man in charge at Good Foods, locally owned, family-run business in Lincolnshire, Illinois. Is that correct?
And I also take out the garbage.
You take out the garbage. That's
many hats. I get it.
Yes, I am, though. Yes. Lincolnshire, Illinois.
How long have you been in business, buddy?
17 years.
Nice. 17 years. So your son, a gentleman by the name of Andrew Johnson, sends me a text, an email on Twitter and said, love your show. You guys are great, which immediately gets my
attention.
Well, you guys are funny. I will say
awesome.
That.
Well, you're right.
You have your days.
Right. Yeah, we have some shows are better than others, but we're having a good one today. So
good.
So he said, hey, locally owned business, family run business, how would you like to try some of our products? So I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. You know, send it over. He dropped it here at GN. I'm holding up your can of corn right now, and everybody here has it, so everybody has a cup full of corn. Let's now eat. It's really
we're
good.
This is in the radio. We'll try to describe it as best as possible.
Here's a moment of choice.
Let's check your adjectives.
Yeah. Check your adjectives at the door. So it says, family owned since 2003, all natural, whole kernel golden corn. And then I flip it over on the back to check out the ingredients. It says corn, water, salt.
Oh, I love it. Three ingredients or less.
All natural.
That
all
is
natural.
Awesome. Nice job.
Nothing added to it.
Yes. So I'm eating corn right now. And I'm a corn guy. Okay.
Good corn, man.
Now, hopefully it's crunchy, like maybe close to off the cob.
Can you hear it? Definitely.
It's delicious.
I'm doing my best, Jim.
Yeah, and you know why I like corn? Because I can track my digestive system. So it just tells me how I'm
healthy are you?
Yeah,
I mean, did it take a day?
It's
or
like
is it
tracer
three?
Bullets, right? So I might need to see a doctor. So
hilarious.
So you've got these. You
That's
have
really
your product
good.
In stores throughout the local Chicagoland area: Mariano's, Jewel.
Yes. In regional over in Indiana for the local Chicago people, and Strachan Van Til, which is a great partner with us.
Caputo's.
Family-owned company, too. Caputo's, yes.
And why should our listeners, and I'll tell you what, and our listeners might not realize this, but there's a little U with a circle around it. That means that it's kosher. And what does that mean? As a Jew, I will explain to our listeners what that means. That means that you have to get rabbi approval to put this U on there. Yes. And it is manufactured and produced in the highest, cleanest level of kitchen, or else you don't get that kosher symbol.
Absolutely, that's real serious. I mean, that's a joke. But
I'm not joking.
That OU is serious. That's a huge, huge kosher symbol. It's at the highest level of any kosher.
Nice
so
job.
The K with the is one thing, but this is the OU. So yes.
So all you Gentiles out there, it just brings you a little closer to what I go through and eating good and eating healthy. So I just wanted to bring Emil on.
This is awesome.
Because I wanted to bring a little sunlight to his product, locally owned family businesses.
Fantastic job.
That is what we are going to be doing on this show help locally owned family businesses.
Yeah, normally canned corn tastes gross.
Well, here, keep talking because I'm going to have some more.
Yeah, no.
That's great. Well, thanks for doing it over the lunch hour, too, since we're here.
Exactly. We're already here, right?
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Which is literally eating corn off the cob.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm partial to butter because family's from the South, so it makes sense. You know, Paula Deen.
Sure.
But all in all, it's delicious.
And when he says that, Emil, he means that he basically takes a stick of butter and he just eats it.
True statement.
So
listen, I grew up in Miami, Florida. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Got it. Fantastic. Yeah.
So if our listeners want to get more information about your unbelievable company and great products and where they could go to buy it, where should they go, my friend?
Okay, so I would say to go to www.goodfoods, and that's good with the E at the end, goody. So goodfoods with the E at the end.
Yep.
Foods is a plural, goodfoods.com. We have everything on there, including our story, you know, the fact that I started this company, and my mission was to bring good nutrition to our country.
Nice.
Where to buy our harvest, we everything that we have is harvested in the upper Midwest part of the United States. So we're local in that context, too. So they can find out everything about our company. One of the things I'm most important about is the community work that we do in our local community here. Mm-hmm. And as I said, we're locally owned. and we're in local distribution. We're also regional in some aspects, and we're pushing it up at regional. We can also find it on Walmart.com as well as, I believe, and I have to talk to Andrew because he really runs the company.
Sure. Right.
But I have to, I believe we might be on Amazon.com at this point.
Wow,
but,
nice.
But we're pushing more for a regional. So the Kroger company's up in Wisconsin.
Good.
You can also get the product. And so Albertsons, as you said earlier. Mm-hmm. And then we will, by the beginning, the middle of second quarter, we'll also be in all Kroger stores, Target stores, as well as in the who's the other one, Andrew? Oh, yes. As well as in the...
he's yelling in the background. I love it. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice job, guys.
As well as in the Dixie stores.
Fantastic product. Yeah.
Well, here, Andrew sent me some information, then we got to hit a break here. Family-owned since 2003, and he also said, try to get a word in edgewise. You know, when my father gets revved up, he won't shut up. So he pretty much
well, yeah. I'm not better than you guys.
You nailed it.
Right,
yeah.
I'm like, great.
Didn't disappoint.
I'm like, you always put him on hold and just kill it. He said, canned bean and vegetable, non-GMO, which is big.
It's
right
great.
Now.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no chemicals added. No sugar added, which is good for our listeners out there, diabetics, trying to lose weight. It's kosher certified products and PPA free and recyclable cans, and it's a local family owned.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
They even have
it was really good.
There's a recipes on their website here. I'm looking. There's a butter bean soup.
No way. Butter. Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's
right
up.
Yes, we do butter beans. We do black beans, pinto beans, garbanzo beans.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right, well, here's the part about him not wanting to shut up. So, way to go. You got him. I had him in the corner. I was gonna.
We just made chili. I could have used your product.
Right? No, he's got kidney beans, garbanzo beans.
Next time
got
I will.
Peas.
I'll let you know how it is.
So here, I just wanted to give a shout out to Good GOODE Foods. Go to GOODEFoods.com, and maybe we'll work up some type of sponsorship plan here where we, eat some more of your
make
food and make products.
Yeah.
And bring it in.
I'm not bad in the kitchen. So
Let's get some guys over to talk to me about that.
All right, buddy.
Sounds
good. You're awesome. Email and Andrew's even better.
I appreciate
and
you.
And the best way to get me to respond is I listen
tell you
to
you're
your show.
Awesome.
That show
you.
Is awesome.
Yeah, I love you.
Simple
you're
way.
Awesome.
All right, email.
he's good.
Send my best to Andrew, buddy. We got to hit traffic and weather here. 312-981. That's email Jones from Good Foods, GOODE Foods.
Right?
.com.
Johnson or Jones?
No. Oh, Johnson.
Yeah, that's okay.
What? I got the email
right.
Back
you got
off.
It right.
It's goodfoods.com
right.
with an E. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Phone line, MegaPros, text and phone, 312-981-7200. We're going to news, traffic, weather. Be back at about 12:07.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, and Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have Chief Flint coming up and John Muley from Pronto's Pizza. So we went from corn to pizza.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely be able to track our digestive system.
It's going
to
be fast.
It's going to be fast. It's going to be about delicious pizza. We're going to go out to Bristol, Indiana. We're going to talk to Carrie. Thanks for hanging out for so long, Carrie. We really appreciate it. How can we help you?
Hi. My question is this. I have a mortgage. I owe $118,000 on it. My house was appraised at $350,000. My interest rate is... it's like 4%. I think it's a little over 4%.
Uh-huh.
My question is, the bank I'm going through, I can pay off my loan as early as I want without getting penalized.
Correct.
But my question is, should I refinance? And if I do and go with a conventional loan, will I get penalized if I pay it off early?
No. Well, here, number one, should you refinance a 4% loan when the rates are in the high twos, low threes? I think the simple answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Number two, do you owe 118 or 182? I lost you there.
118.
Okay. So if we could get you into the high twos and roll the closing costs in, or low threes and roll the closing costs in, and save you a little bit of money, and you could pay it off faster at a lower interest rate, would that make sense for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Then you should do it. You just talked yourself into doing it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just wasn't sure. sure if I would get penalized for paying it off early.
There's zero penalty. Yeah. Those went out when the banking industries blew up in 07 and 08. So there's no prepayment penalty on any type of conventional VA or FHA loan. Zero prepayment penalty. And I would love to help you solve your refinancing challenge there. Can I help you?
Sure.
All right, hang tight. We're going to have Sammy pick it up, and we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product as well. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. There is a there's something that I wanted to do this year different than last year. Last year when COVID hit, I bought $1,000 worth of food from local businesses, family-owned businesses, and I brought it to first responders, police, fire, post office. I went to Home Depots. I went to food stores. You know, everybody that was still
remember that.
The frontline workers. Yeah. So this year, I wanted to do something better. You know, you're always looking to
improve.
Yep. And I'm a big fan and supporter of first responders. Always have been. Always will be. And I want to do something different. So I decided, as a show and as Team Hochberg and as Home Sweet Home Chicago, we're going to do a first responder, a medical professional spotlight. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Cool.
So I went through all of the loans that we closed last year, and I asked all of my loan officers, send me the names and phone numbers of all first responders, police, fire, EMTs, and medical professionals.
Nurses, yep.
And we're just going to go, we're going to scatter them, we're going to put them on. I want to make sure we get around the entire listening area. And the first police department that we're doing and recognizing and spotlighting is the Glendale Heights Police Department. And what I did a different twist was, I'm going to have the companies or departments that we're working with identify a locally owned business within their area. Because I was schlepping Dairy Queen from Northbrook out to Naperville.
Yeah, it's like the Chicago, I got a guy, you got to know.
For the love of God, I got dry ice and I'm schlepping. I'm like, forget about that. This is crazy.
Let's get local.
Well, I'm gonna do a local.
That's cool. That's
so
smart.
I got Police Chief Flint on here. Doug, how are you?
Good, David. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. First and foremost, thank you to the men and women, all the first police, fire, EMT, and all the medical professionals that are out there on the front lines every day.
Yep.
They didn't take
it's
a day off. They didn't take a day off when the COVID hit. They were out in their cars. They were out in their trucks. They were out in their ambulances. They went to the hospitals. They went to their medical professional facilities, and they served us as a community. So thank you for that, Chief. And I just wanted to recognize you have two deputy chiefs, George Pappas and Kelly Dare. Did I get her Kelly's name right?
Dare, but
damn,
Dare. Well, you're not French. Come on, get out of here.
And he told me last night it's Dare. Don't screw this up. And I screwed it up.
It's expected.
Thank you. you have a support staff of 64 police officers and 12 civilian support staff working at the Glendale Heights.
That's a lot.
Police Department.
That's a lot of employees. A lot of happy, maybe not so happy people.
Whatever.
You know, I thank you and I appreciate that. And it's been a pleasure working with you and your team because it's been an honest approach to mortgages. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't be happy with the fact that I've refinanced my house three times with you, but I appreciate every time the rates go down, you call me and go, the rates are down, let's refinance. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
But the men and women of law enforcement and public safety and the hospital staff, thank you for your support. Mm-hmm. I know everybody within the listening area supports law enforcement and everything they're doing. And the men and women of Glendale Heights have stepped up heroically. We have a hospital in town that we work tremendously with through all this COVID stuff. They've done great. The local politicians and our mayor have done great in trying to help local businesses with some reforms in policy and payments. And, you know, local governments throughout the state are doing the exact same thing, trying to best help our local businesses stay in business.
Let me ask a quick question.
That's what it's all about during this.
How important is it for the men and women on your police force to hear a thank you from the public? And do you think that should be a more common occurrence within the daily lives of our listeners? And how far does that go with the men and women of your police force?
Well, first of all, thank yous are always appreciated and welcomed, and it makes everybody just feel better for the day.
Mm-hmm.
The positive side is that the at least in Glendale Heights, and I'm sure it's the same through every other community, we have had more thank you cards from businesses. We've had more food, and we're going to have to start a weight loss program. We have had more food donated to us by just businesses, but by residents who brought in plates of Christmas cookies and plates of other stuff just to say thank you.
Yeah.
And that has been appreciated every time it is, and I assure everybody that...
Hang on. Hang on, Chief. We lost you there. Hang on. There you go, Chief. We kind of put you on hold there. But we lost you when you were thanking everybody for bringing over, you know, cookies and homemade stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the community, and I'm sure it's, you know, like this everywhere, but in Glendale Heights, it's we've rallied around the police department. And you know, we have more food than we know what to do with.
All right, cool. And any given day,
it's been tremendous.
And you wanted me to order pizzas, which we did last night for both your shifts, and we got just had two pizzas delivered from the pizza place.
Those are fat free pizzas,
yeah,
right, Dave?
Yeah,
fat free, low carb.
Yeah, until you put it in your mouth. From Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights, we've got John Muley on the line. Yeah. Johnny, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing, David?
We're great. The chief loved your pizzas. Everybody at the police station
fantastic.
Loved your pizzas. We just polished off the sausage pizzas. Only three of us.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like
4 minutes.
It was like, yeah, hungry. It's like hungry vultures. You know, when an elephant goes down, there's only bones left. So, explain how important it is for our listening audience to take care of you and other local businesses, because that's what we're plugging this year and we're pushing this year and promoting this year. How important is it for our listeners to get out there and buy locally and help a local business like you? You and your partner have been in business, what, 13, 16 years?
Well, 16 years we've been around, and we're both chefs. It's our only restaurant, our only pizzeria. We're not a franchise, so we're all homemade recipes and family-run business. But, you know, we're part of the community, and we try to support the community in a way of, hey, baseball teams, football teams, or, you know, sponsorships. So we're, you know, the library, anything that's going on with the community, you know, we try to support them as well, too. And then, in turn, they support us by coming in and buying our products. And, you know, we're in the community, so we try to be part of the community.
And John and his partner, Mark Segrist, both their wives work at the shop.
So you talk about you guys get a gold medal.
This is I don't know how
they
do
it. They work in the morning, we work at night.
Oh, so smart move. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, buddy. it's brilliant.
Actually,
it's brilliant.
Genius.
Yeah.
So Chief, I wanted to thank you
for
all the men and women of the Glendale Heights Police Department for protecting all of the residents in Glendale Heights. And letting a black car that might be speeding through Glendale Heights off every once in a while.
Just a little quick little nod.
Yeah,
slow it down a bit.
How you doing? thank you for all the police officers in Glendale Heights that allowed us to refinance their homes and secure mortgages out there on their homes. So thank you for that. And thank you to John and his partner for allowing us to enjoy their pizza that we paid for. Okay.
It wasn't free.
Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, you know, you eat all this food. I pay for all the food that we eat.
Yeah.
And
tipped him.
And tipped him. The guy came in with a nice young man who I made sure was his kid. He's like, yeah, can I take that? That's a little odd. But
thank you very much.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Thank you both
for everything you're doing this week, and we're going to be doing this weekly.
Next time you order for Pronto's, get the lemon cookies. You'll thank me.
Oh, we didn't get. Hey, well, we didn't get a lemon ricotta cookies.
Cookies. Can't go wrong with that.
Well, thanks for the tip.
Yeah,
at 12:17.
Day late and a dollar short.
After I placed the order on Thursday. And, go ahead. What else,
Dave? If I could just end with it's been it's hard to find honest people to do work with the police, and it's very refreshing to have conversations with you and your staff, and you know the bottom line, you know exactly what's going to happen, and they hold their commitments, and there's no lack of communication. The communication is fantastic, and it's been the easiest process I've had, you know, doing a mortgage and refinancing a house. So I appreciate the sincerity and the honesty that you and your staff bring to working with public safety, because it's hard to find right now in public safety.
Well, thanks, Chief. And after we get done with this one, you know, the rates are so low, you're going to have to buy another place if you want to work with us again. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that ain't happening. Yeah. All right. Hey, buddy, thanks for everything. And Thanks for doing what you do and the other men and women of the Glendale Police Department. And we're going to take a quick...
I appreciate everything you've done for us. And thank you again, and Happy New Year.
You got it, brother. Be safe. 312-981-7200 to MegaPros. Call and text line. Always trying to tweak the show a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
That's cool. No, right? That's awesome.
We had some corn, which was the
local.
The appetizer.
Good foods.
Good foods, corn. And then we had sausage pizza.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a bathroom break. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. The pizza's from, thanks to John Muley. John Muley for calling in from Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights. 2260 Bloomingdale Road in Glendale Heights. And Chief Doug Flint of the Glendale Heights Police Department, you really don't want that address because you really don't want to have anything.
You don't want to go there.
You never want to go there.
You just know they're great over there.
His phone number is still 911, though.
Yeah. If you're within the Glendale Heights area.
It's 911.
Yeah, I don't want to give you the address because you really don't want to be visiting. There's really no reason to be visiting a police station unless to drop food off if you're from Glendale Heights, and then you probably already know where the police station is. Yep. But Pronto's Pizza, John and his partner.
Protégé.
Brad Segrist. Both their wives work there. So,
amen to them.
Support. God bless them. Hey, strong man to do that. But support, you know, if you're in the Glendale Heights area, you know, buy a pizza. It would have been nice to know about the lemon cookies.
Just buy lemon cookies. Apparently.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe, if you're on a diet.
Would have been nice
just
to maybe have told me about lemon cookies. You know, that's a little teaser. Now I got to order lemon
cookies. Now we got to get lemon cookies.
Have that guy with his kid schlep down with the lemon cookies next weekend. Mike in Chicago, thanks for hanging out for such a long time. How can we help you, bud?
Hi, Dave. I got a COVID stimulus credit card.
$600?
It doesn't say how much.
All right.
I don't know if it's a credit card company, you know, want me to sign up, or if it's from the Treasury.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
I've never heard of the credit cards.
I do not qualify for the stimulus package, so I do not know.
Yeah, I don't either.
But what there should be an 800 number on the back of that credit card, Mike. Do you have it handy?
Or a letter? Yeah. If you got a number, I'll Google it.
Did it come with a letter?
Yeah.
All right. Does it have a website on there?
Yeah, it says website, but sometimes they can put their own websites, you know.
No, I understand. What's the phone number? We'll call and, well, I'll tell you what, we'll put you on hold. We don't need
this number right here, 1-800.
Okay.
1-800.
Give the phone to your wife. Give the phone to your. We know she runs the house there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What the hell you put him on the phone for? You know,
I don't know.
Should have known better than that.
It's asking directions, right? Come on, like, get out of here.
Well, let's go to the commander. What's the phone number? No, I don't want to give the phone number on the air.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold. What's your name?
Mary,
how are you? Mm-hmm. You doing?
I'm fine. And how are you guys? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sweetheart. We're doing great. And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product that all WGN listeners could go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN to get a discount on your first purchase. We are going to call the 800 number, and we will find out what's going on there.
Could be a scam.
Did it come with a letter with the credit card?
Yes, it did.
And who sent the letter? Was it from the Treasury, the United States Treasury?
It's from Economic Impact Payment Card, it says.
Okay, so...
We'll do some research for you.
Yeah, let's do some research. Do you have a scanner, or can you take a picture of the front and back of the letter?
We're not home.
We're not home. We're in our car taking our drive.
Okay, good.
We're getting a lot of texts in saying it's a scam, but we'll do some...
Well, I just Googled it, and CNBC has a thing about it, so you may be able to get them in plastic, so...
Right. Here's what we're going to do.
We'll do some research.
We're going to do some research for you, not Mike, because we all know that...
it's not going to work out for you. Even if we tell him.
I love that. I'm a boss.
Trust me.
It's okay. We
get
it.
You were a boss as soon as you said I do. Okay?
We know. We're married.
Who the hell are you? Second and last time I'm married. This is it. So we're going to find out. We're going to put you on hold. Sammy's going to pick you up. Okay. We're going to get all your information. We will do some research. off the air, and then come back next Saturday, take your information, and you'll call back, and we'll figure out what's going on.
Yeah, don't do anything with it right now. Just hold on to it.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Mary, you're awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling.
So are you guys.
How long have you been married to Mike?
24 years.
Fantastic.
And how many of those 24 years have been happy years?
I'd say they're happy. I've known them for many years.
Awesome. Right. Good answer. That's a good answer, I love it. Yeah, safe. That's why you're so very safe.
See?
Oh, did you hear my husband?
She's a great wife.
Okay, well, of course, she's sitting next to you. The smart move, yeah. Who's going to say she's not, Mike?
Got him tied up. Of course he's going to say that, for the love of God. Okay, hang on.
She's holding the baseball bat.
Yeah, I was going to say. And here's your treat, Mike. You did good. All right, hang on, buddy. We're going to get all that information, figure it out for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to send you some Mr. Floor cleaning product, 312-981. Tommy in Geneva, how are you? 312-981-7200, hey. MegaPros call and text line. How can we help you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Hey, thank you. First, I want to thank you for the little care package that you sent out, one of your co-workers. I got all your box of goodies.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Everybody that calls in, we get the phone number, we send a little thank you out. Yeah. So I'm glad you got it, Tommy.
Yeah, thanks. I got a question. If I want to borrow $250,000 to buy a house, that'd be a second house, and I want to borrow for 30 years, and just say a 3% interest, how do you figure out what a payment would be monthly?
How much are you putting down on the house?
Well, let's say percentage-wise, if I put down 10%.
It's a second home or a new home?
No, it'd be a second home.
Don't you have to put 20%?
No, you do not have to put 20%.
Right. See, learning every day.
Stay in your lane there.
Oh, wait, what do I do?
Stay in your lane there.
Got it.
Co-host softball question.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll do what your dad does to me. How many homes have you done, David?
That's right,
How many home improvement loans have you done? You know, how many homes have you totally, designed? All right, so here. So to answer your question, you buy a $250,000 home, Tommy. Okay, you put 10% down. With a 3% interest rate, because that's going to be where it is about today. Might be in the twos, might be in the threes, depending upon your credit score. Without the PMI, you're looking at about $950 a month, principal and interest. Can you handle that?
That's for 30 years?
30-year fixed loan, $225,000 mortgage, 3%, 30-year fixed loan, $948.61. I took the liberty to round up.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to get an idea. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So 15 years, I want to sell my second house. Can I pay this mortgage off then?
Yeah, you can pay it off at any time you want. There's no prepayment penalty at all.
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Dave. Hey, thank you very much. I answered all my questions.
Cool. Doesn't get any better than that, does it, Todd?
You guys are great.
No, you're even better. Hang on, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. All right. We got bombed with text calls.
Yeah.
Bombed with text calls. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Bombed with text messages.
Thank you.
That's what they're.
Because it's on the Mega Pros text line,
I got it in front of me. Yeah.
All right. It's that Pronto's pizza. I'm just showing.
It's coming out the pores.
I'm loving it so much. It's got my brain all deranged here. 312-981-7200 is a Mega Pros call and text line. I'm going to go have another slice or of Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights. We're going to also do a little traffic and news break and come back with all your text questions and all of your email and phone calls after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 here on the Home Sweet Home Chicago show. We are family and we like to celebrate life cycle events. So Ashley, can you come on the can you fire up the mic in there, Ashley? Is Ashley? Ashley's one of our producers.
Is she hooked up?
Sam Martino.
We can't see behind the green screen.
Is Ashley there?
Here, she's coming. She's coming around. She's coming. I'm coming around.
So Ashley had a so what is that? Screen 3? Number 4? Okay. So you had a exciting evening last night.
Oh, are you guys really going to make me do this?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Absolutely. She celebrated her 2-year anniversary with her boyfriend Kyle. And she posted a picture. There's champagne, and there was chocolate.
There was no chocolate champagne. wine.
Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Chocolate-covered strawberries, yeah. Huh. Chocolate-covered fruit. Huh. We had fruit with chocolate.
How'd you make it in this morning?
Yeah. There was no champagne. It was a very mellow evening. Right. Mm-hmm.
But she's not denying the chocolate.
No, of course not.
No, there was definitely chocolate. Definitely
and, chocolate. You know, we share. I bought a couple of pizzas from Pronto's.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing
is caring.
How many chocolate-covered cherries do we get?
Zero.
How much chocolate-covered anything do we get?
None.
I said I would bring some in next week.
I think that's a sign of selfishness.
Yeah. What's your anniversary between the two of you guys? How long have
this
you...
This is a little over a year.
Yeah. Where's our chocolate-covered strawberries?
And I bought you a pizza.
Yeah. How about that?
I will bring some in next week. We'll take pictures. We'll post it on
Congratulations on the two-year anniversary.
Yeah, congratulations.
You know, boyfriend, 2 years?
Boyfriend,
there's
yeah.
like a... You know, isn't there a marker at some point?
What's the over-under on going to three?
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah, right now.
We got 50-50, 70-80.
Well, she's on cloud 80-20. 9 because it just happened. They have chocolate-covered strawberries.
Say 100%.
Yeah, say
100%. Yeah, 100%
right now.
We haven't killed each other yet.
Okay.
Sammy, mark this.
Yeah. We want some odds bets on this. Yeah. Call a bookie.
I'm taking the under.
All right.
Sam's taking the under. It's 1-9-21 at 12:39. Yes. And we have a guarantee from Ashley that we'll be in here next year. With chocolate-covered something.
Chocolate-covered. And a third year.
You're celebrating year three.
Yep.
How long does it go before we start talking about rings? No pressure on this guy, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I thought two was that number.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
How old is he?
He's 29.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Super smart guy.
So you're really young.
I'm not ready for that.
Really?
No. He knows that.
Okay,
23. So
okay.
Well,
that's why.
Oh, yeah, he's smart guy.
I like this guy.
If not for a couple more years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
You think you'll hang on to that long, or you find something better, or just hang on to this?
We'll see. Maybe I'll find somebody younger.
I think you got a better shot of dumping him than him dumping.
I'm sure.
He has a great woman on his hand. He doesn't realize how great he is.
I made the chocolate-covered strawberry.
I know you
did. Yeah, how about that? Yeah,
that was me.
That's why we didn't get them.
That's right.
We get it. Yeah.
I ate all of them, though. I made them for myself.
They're delicious.
Well, obviously, you're selfish, and you don't share.
Yeah.
Well, that's
no
fine.
Caring.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No
do you have siblings? Did you learn how to share growing up? No.
I do. I have an older brother.
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Did you share with him?
Probably not.
I
didn't think so.
I stole stuff from him.
Exactly.
Is your mother listening right now?
Definitely.
Shame on that. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's probably calling me right now.
Yeah.
Like,
disappointed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. How dare you?
I know.
I'm just stating that we're disappointed.
Yeah. That's right.
I will bring some next week.
Okay.
You have my word.
And we'll rate them. Yeah. We'll see if Kyle sticks around for that then.
Yeah.
All right. We're in.
I think there should be something else other than chocolate covered shirt. I think
we got one up.
Yeah.
Kyle? Really? Okay.
No, yeah.
It's a boyfriend. We're better than him.
I mean, we went from leftovers to getting nothing. So we need like maybe a cake.
Yeah.
All right. Should I bake a cake?
I'm not a baker.
Okay. It will be terrible.
Well, you could buy a cake.
Yeah. Definitely buy a cake.
It'd be funnier if I bake it.
It would be funnier.
Cookies.
And we could rate it. Yeah.
Cookies.
I'm a big
cookies guy.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay.
No challenge accepted.
Yeah. Okay. Challenge accepted.
You guys call me out on air like this. I'm going to come back.
We're not calling you. This is on air love.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
if we didn't care, we wouldn't be talking about it.
True statement.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Now that we just embarrassed Ashley. She did great.
She's doing awesome.
She's tough.
She is tough.
To work on this show, you've got to have battleship thick skin.
Sure.
There's no shot, or else there's no shot you're going to make. She gives it right back. You are listening to Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line on AM 720 WGN.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information.
Hey, can you get our contact information on there?
We know where you get that?
Yeah.
WGNDavid.com.
Perfect. Got it.
And Rich Dykstra he's always listening, texting me. Got an autograph picture on my desk here at WGN. He wanted me to make sure everybody know that he also is a locally owned company.
He is.
As well as family owned. Family owned company.
Locally family owned company. And they're fantastic.
And his pullover fits exquisitely great. So thank you for that as well.
Yes.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. And my brother, my brother Steven, I can drop off a few cases of biscuits to Glendale Heights if you'd like. He works for I'm having a brain freeze here, that chocolate company on Michigan Avenue, Nutella.
He works for Nutella.
Oh, no way. Oh. Oh,
so
that's
so you
awesome.
Think you're going to have a weight loss system, Chief Flint?
Yeah. Wait till good my, luck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait till Monday, and my brother drops those off to you guys. Yeah, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Let's see. 773, Dave. I dampen rug, use steam, iron, and toothpick fork work for me to get the divots out. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, he got lucky. I don't know. I've done it all. I've tried all those wallpaper steamer, ice cube, and I've never had luck with that. It really depends also on the carpet type. If it's
a lot of
if it's polyester, nothing you can do about it.
A lot of variables go into it. Answer that question.
Absolutely.
Okay. 224. Hi, David. Just wanted to share my experience with Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. They came to clean our carpet a few months ago. The results were amazing. Caps, 2 exclamation points.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate hearing that.
Incredible people, incredible cleaning, incredible results. 3 exclamation points.
Wow.
Great to hear.
Wow. Amazing.
Why would anybody use anyone else? So there you go.
Cool.
847, you do not get your deed when you pay off your mortgage. You get the recorded release of a mortgage. You are correct. I corrected that earlier in the show. Yep. When Stephen
made
A. Leahy
a
called
mistake.
In. I made a slight error.
You're 50% right.
I was 50% right.
Those are not bad odds.
That's yeah, very good odds.
Yeah, exactly.
Got an 18 in my ACT. I went to Northern, graduated with a business degree. Back off.
Yeah.
And guess what? I'm hosting a radio
And you're
show.
Hosting a radio show.
Not you. Not 312-981-7200. I'm very fortunate. I don't know why they let me come in here every weekend, but that's another story. 312-981-7200. Do you go, texter from Wisconsin? Do you go to
Twin Lakes, Wisconsin?
David.
So I'm not sure.
I'll tell you where Twin Lakes
call
is.
Kelly.
I'll tell you where Twin Lakes is. 94 to 50, 50 west to 12. To 12.
You pass my house.
Right. You take 12 all the way up till it dead ends. Yep. That's Twin.
Turn
and then,
right.
And then you turn right and you go up about 5-6 miles. That's Twin Lakes. It's where my in-laws have a summer home. I go up there after the show.
You could take a shortcut, but
okay.
All right.
I'm sure we could make it work. Sure. Just call Kelly and she'll figure it out, but I'm sure we can make it work. Yeah.
Mr. Wave over here, right?
I'm actually atrocious when it comes
to quicker
directions.
Way.
It's just right by my house.
Yeah.
Mega does go to Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, all day, every day.
Do you guys go to Twin Lakes?
We can go that way, absolutely.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. What's the name of that company that does the cleaning for the chemo patients, Dave?
Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, area code 630-990-8600.
224, where can you get the wood floor cleaner product? Go to MrFloor.com, MrFloor.com, and if you type in WGN, you'll get a discount on your first order. 224, David, do I have to move my furniture out of the room to have my carpet clean, or is there an extra charge? Let's do brass tacks on the price. No hidden fees, Mr. Rampage.
Yeah, no, we do not charge to move furniture. If there's a big china cabinet filled with stuff, we're not going to move that. Some heavy things, real heavy things, we won't move. When the technicians get there, you let them know what you want moved, and they'll move it.
Cool.
312.
No hidden charge. No nonsense.
Yeah, but you're not moving a brake front full of
a piano? Do you have to worry about
a
piano?
No, we won't move
just work
a piano.
Around a piano, right? Yeah.
But I'll tell you, listen, you've been in on my house cleaning it God knows how many times. I have a plate, what's that, credenza where you put your feet up?
Yes.
I love whatever it's called.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good name drop.
Ottoman.
Ottoman.
Yeah.
All right,
close. Ottoman.
Here, you know what it is? It's about a 36-inch leather thing that I put my feet up and the remote controls go on.
Yep.
Sounds like an Ottoman.
That okay. Oh, Mr. It's an Ottoman. Okay, spell it.
No way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. O-T-M-A-N.
If you can't spell it. O-T-O-M-A-N.
Ah, there's two T's.
Yep.
Okay. That's just my chance. I didn't do good on the verbal on the ACT.
Well, but that's okay.
I didn't do well on the verbal. But, you'll move that out.
Of course, yes.
But you're not taking, if you go into... It has a piece of furniture that's loaded with all of your serving trays or all of your tchotchke, knick-knack stuff. You're not moving that out of the way.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
If the homeowner would like that moved out of the way, they would have to remove all the stuff, and then there'd be an extra charge to move it, I would have to assume.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And specifically, if this person has a question, when they talk to Kelly, she'll lay everything out right off the bat. So they can say what they need moved.
But there's no hidden fees. There's no.
No.
Good. Yeah.
And who's Kelly?
My daughter, Kelly.
Nice.
Kelly Mickley. Yeah.
The brains of the operation.
You bet.
Well, let's hope so.
The right answer.
Bet. She is the
smart man.
Bet. Yes.
The right answer was $400 or $500. The brains of the operation. I'll take who's the brains of the operation, please?
For $500.
For $500.
Oh, look, it's a double jeopardy.
Who is Kelly Mickley? 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to Kelly to ask all their questions, because you have no idea what's going on in the company, what's the best number for them to reach?
630-990-8600.
And let's talk about that special you're having right now with the $114.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Three areas, $114. And like I said, it includes everything. Pre-spray, pre-scrub, put blankets down. We'll do a really good job. Anything we need to spot, we'll spot.
Cool.
Yep.
312-981-7200. 630, what's the name of the company for the painting of the cabinets?
Yeah, that's Miracle Method. And we're at 630-832-2250, miraclemethod.com/Chicago.
Explain the process.
Yeah, it's
Please
great.
Explain
yeah.
the process, because it's not like... It's not like
they have DIY kits nowadays. It's Please
this is, yeah. explain yeah. the process. This is a professional operation. What the first step really is coming in and removing the cabinet doors, all the hardware. We're going to take them apart. We bring that back to our shop, and we do that work in our garage, and then we can work on the cabinets in place, obviously. So we're masking off all the stuff in your kitchen that doesn't want to change colors.
Yeah.
And then we put it all back together. And cool. So the great news is, if you want new hardware, new handles, something like that, I mean, we've already taken it apart, so there's no, we're talking about fees and things. There's hidden fees. There's no additional fee.
Put a different type of...
Unless you want to add labor. I mean, you want to drill new holes or actually fill in, you know, the holes of your old handle, go to a knob, something like that.
Yep.
But we'll walk you through all that before.
Sorry, Dave.
Go ahead.
What about kitchens that are like 56 years old? They got maybe some smoke on it, some grease on it that are just nasty. What can you do that?
Well, yeah. Well, and of course, we're going to inspect and estimate and not make sure you're not wasting your money and time. But cleaning them is very they're good, sturdy cabinets, good materials, and especially some of that old stuff is just well built.
Yeah,
so it's going to last.
Yeah.
So cleaning them and sanding them, you know, cool. filling holes and
good
such that'll take care of it.
Jeremy will give you the address of his home so you can after the show.
Obviously, I have good cabinets.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Still a remodeling company. Yeah.
Make a right.
By Twin Lakes, right? Go figure.
It just has a lot of grease on it. He wants to know.
I mean, it's a real thing, though.
We just have customers. You know, hey, I'm 80 years old. Yeah. I know I got to do something to sell my house, but I don't want to invest in a full kitchen remodel. Totally makes sense. I might sell in 2 years, but these cabinets are 50, 60, 70 years old.
It's a lot easier for us to clean those doors on a flat, like lay them down flat, right?
Yeah.
In our shop, not in your kitchen, in your garage, and take care of it.
I look at it as everything as an investment.
Yeah.
Okay. So how much of a difference would be an investment tearing them out, replacing them, as opposed to refinishing them?
Fractions of cost.
Right. Yeah. Last 40%, 50%, even less sometimes. Yeah.
Okay, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you to get more information?
Yeah, please give us a call. That's the best way. It's 630-832-2250.
Website?
MiracleMethod.com/Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Executive Green 630. Just came in, 1252. Mm-hmm. Executive Green did my whole house in the fall, was so impressed. Three explanation points.
Glad to hear that.
I think every text for you has to have a minimum of two, and then we go
from there.
even our protection on the wall corners so as to not scratch up the wall.
Oh, that's cool.
Talked to, I think, Kelly was great, and I think she had a new baby, which is your granddaughter.
Yes.
Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay, everybody's good and healthy?
Yeah. Everyone's great.
Good.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach you.
630-990-8600.
MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Joe, who's on sabbatical right now.
847-658-8989.
Great show.
Yeah.
We might.
I think we did all right. Yeah. I got stood corrected, right? Is that a phrase? Elkhorn, not Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes is just north of Illinois, Wisconsin state line.
Okay.
Right. Oh,
good to know.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the correction. I think you're doing such a great job. Your father might have to go stay another month on vacation.
He's actually planning on it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's so nice there. I told him, hey, it's been 8 days since we saw
Shows
the sun.
Never sounded better. Yeah. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Want to reach me during the week, 312-call me 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening. Thank a first responder and a medical professional. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody.